In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Gospel, we have reflected on the famous scene in the temple where our Lord arrived and purified the temple. If we were to visit Jerusalem today, we can see some of the remnants of the remaining wall that helped surround the enclosure of that once built temple. And we still see today many people who come and pray by that western wall forever, for whatever sin or atrocities that have been experienced during these times after Christ's coming. It is a place of quiet, of tranquility, and therefore that ought to be also the mood and setting that the temple should have. Unfortunately, during the time of Christ already, it had become a marketplace, a place of social contract, a place of normal bustle and hustle. And our Lord, who is indeed the person that they are worshiping, if they went to the temple back then, had to do it twice. Many scholars and scholastic writers say that our Lord purified the temple not just once, but two times during his public ministry. And of course, every time he went and prayed there by the temple, he purified it by his presence as well. So let us remember how sometimes we defile the temple of God, which we know to be the churches around us, whether it be in our examples that we set, maybe the conversations that might not be appropriate to say in the setting of God's sanctuary, whether it be also unnecessary things that ought to be spoken outside, for example. But also we ought to use this gospel of today to think about another temple that we hold, that we are in control too of, and that is ourselves, our soul. Remember that we are receptors of God's holy grace, and we ought to keep it that way in our own selves, in our own dispositions, in what we do. And therefore, during this Lenten season, let us be mindful of the temple that we do not defile it as well. Whether it be here at Holy Mass, that we prepare and be well disposed by going to confession regularly, by praying our devotions of expiation and reparation. Whether it also be a reminder for us to eliminate in anything that might hinder us from attaining eternal salvation. We see that Christ had to drive out the market sellers, those who exchanged money, and those who sold things for the temple. So even if the sellers were trying to offer things and sell things so that you may offer your sacrifice to God, let us make it a priority first to please our God and not to make it equating each other. Yes, there are many concerns in today's world, especially in the secular side of things. We do not know whether the world economy will last. And so it is representative of these money changers who change money. Yes, we must be prudent in the things that God has given to us, and we must prepare for things in the future. But let us not try to equate it in our also attaining of salvation. It should be a means to gain our eternal salvation. So in our soul as well, we have many other attachments. It could be possessions, it could be power, it could be desire to control others, it could be also vicious. For example, the bad habits that we set, these might overtake our soul and the temple that God wants to have in us. And so let us try our best during this first week of Lent to really try to purify ourselves more and more, whether it be in the little acts that we can do each day, in our devotions, in our reparations, so that each week does not become monotonous as we approach the Easter celebration. Remember that Lent is not a season that we celebrate by itself, but always in preparation for the glory and coming of Christ. Also, in the hope of our own resurrection. So the more we realize that we do need God's help and God's presence in our lives, the more then we will try to desire heaven every day. And sometimes we feel blinded, similar to these people who misuse these holy places of God, especially the one in Jerusalem that now has been destroyed. But let us try our best to then see that God's work by purifying these places is really an oasis for us, so that we can fill ourselves rather with those things that are eternal. And those things will last, not the things that moth and flies eat and decay, that rust will turn to dust. Let us remember that we ought to invest also in our soul, that it may be purified and be worth more than gold and silver. This is the lesson that we ought to think about today, and that it also help us to carry the cross a little bit better. Maybe there are complaints that it is very burdensome, and that is true. But let us offer then those difficulties for those people who might need our prayers, our sufferings. Every bit counts. So let us not make wasted efforts during these Lenten seasons, and let us make sure that we take this time seriously, wholly, and also joyfully. We ought to always have a smile on our face, on a good disposition, because this will only make then the Lent of each one else much, much easier to bear with. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.